Welcome back to On Writing Books. If you're joining us for the first time, my name is Jonathan Claiborne. I write under JJ Claiborne for fiction work. We're talking about the book writing process in general, and we're going to talk about fiction and nonfiction books both in this episode. So this episode, we're going to talk about planning your book, getting ready to begin the writing process. So in the first episode, I told you guys that you should be giving some consideration to your target audience. And we're going to continue that kind of thought process a little bit more today as we begin talking about how do we structure and plan the book that we begin. So for nonfiction books, one of the things that's really important to think about early on is what type of book is it? Besides just nonfiction, I mean, is this a guidebook that you're writing for general people to explain how to do something? Is it a textbook that you're using to impart knowledge, like an academic or scientific body of knowledge? Is it a memoir about a personal experience? Is it a biography of somebody who is important or impactful? So those kinds of things are something that you want to make sure that you understand early on, is like, what type of book are you writing? Because once I understand the kind of book that I'm writing, that's going to dictate how that book is organized. If I'm writing a biography, for example, then it wouldn't make sense to write it out of order. Most biographies are going to be chronological from the time that they're born all the way up until they die, or if they're still alive, until the most recent significant thing has occurred. So that's why I say, like, make sure you understand what kind of book it is. If it is a textbook, make sure that you have the information structured in a scaffolded or layered kind of way so that they have prerequisite knowledge delivered sooner, simpler concepts, simpler foundational skills and information is delivered early on, and then you can build and expand upon those skills. I wouldn't want to write a math textbook and start with calculus if I have not explained quantity and numbers and basic operations before that. So those are types of things to consider. Some stuff, if you're writing, will be not necessarily sequential, but it might be grouped together. So if you're writing a book about astronomy, for example, you could write a book about stars, a chapter on stars, and then include all the different classifications of stars and everything that could be considered a star, and then other planetary bodies might go in a different chapter. You wouldn't necessarily want to group them together. So just think about what content is going to be in the book, and then think about what makes sense in order for that content to be delivered to the reader. So one of the things that I do if I'm writing a nonfiction book is I'll kind of write a major outline, and I'll say, okay, these are the topics that are important, and so these are the main topics for each of the chapters. And I'm not necessarily worried at that point about the order of the chapters per se, just I'm going to have a chapter on topic X, I'm going to have a chapter on topic A, I'm going to have a chapter on topic Q, and then once I think about topic A, I'll think about all the subtopics that belong to topic A, and I'll go back and I'll flesh that outline again, and I'll break it out into subtopics that are relevant that I might be interested in including in that book. So for nonfiction books, that's how I would approach it, is think a lot about the kind of book, what kind of content I'm going to include, and then how that content is going to be structured and organized in terms of how I would approach that. For fiction, it's a completely different approach, and yet not necessarily. So one of the things that comes about a lot is there are basically two kinds of writers. There's so-called pantsers and so-called architects. And a pantser is somebody who writes by the seat of their pants. They just make it up as they go along. And for some people, that's fine. I can't write that way. I tried it as an experiment, and I cannot just make it up as I go along. And most of the writer memes that are out, like on social media, where the characters are going off doing their own thing, those are geared towards pantsers. writers who write by the seat of their pants, who aren't really sure what they're doing when they set out. They have an idea and a notion and they begin the process, but after that it's kind of ambiguous and it's left open. The architect, on the other hand, is the opposite of that. They plan the story from start to finish. There's a clear path. The characters will follow the path. And it's a lot less lost in the shuffle. There's a structure to the way that the story is presented. Now, there are pros and cons to both of these. And I'm not saying that one is necessarily better than another, because there are some people who swear by writing by the seat of your pants, and there are some people like me who swear by writing architecturally. But those are the two terms. So if you hear those terms and you're not familiar with them, that's what they mean, and that's how we're going to use them as we talk about them throughout this series. Just as there are different types of writers, there are also different kinds of stories. Or at least this is the myth that you hear on social media. If you're talking about writing in a writer's group, you'll hear people talk about plot-driven stories a lot. There are stories that are driven by the events that happen. You know, there's a war, and then, you know, the king overthrows another king, and whatever happens. There's the plot of the story. And then the opposite side of that coin is stories that are character-driven. They're driven by the character, by the people that have a specific thing that happens to them, and they're very tied to the character's emotions and their senses and their feelings. That way the reader will connect with them and get a good sense of who that character is. The reality of it is a good book has to have both plot and character. If you just have a plot with no characters, no memorable characters that people can connect to and relate to, then people don't care. It's disconnected. It's like reading stuff that happened in a history book. There was a battle and then people fought and some people died, another guy took over. It's lacking that emotional depth. But on the other hand, if I have a character, they could be the most interesting character in the world, but if nothing happens to them, if they get up and they make some coffee and they eat breakfast and they go about a regular Tuesday afternoon, nobody cares. You have to have both the story and the plot in terms of how to make a good fiction book. And I will dive much more into my process about how I go about that to make sure that I've achieved both sides of that. And I'll share that with you. But I would, if I'm doing it, I'm an architect writer, I still use outlines. I don't necessarily use super long, complicated outlines. I'll use an outline that says like, chapter one, introduce the character. Chapter two, introduce the villain. Chapter three, a character has some surprise, you know, or something like that, where I'm just writing a sentence or two just to give me an idea of kind of the progression of the story. And the thing to keep in mind is that these outlines are not set in stone. They're not definitive in any way. You can adjust them and shape them and move them as you go. They're just there as a guideline. When I wrote my first novel that I published, which was Starsong Chronicles Exodus, the guideline, the original outline for the book called for 20 chapters. The published book ended up with 22 chapters, so I had more chapters than what were in my outline, and some of the chapters that I had identified in the outline didn't even make it into a chapter. I ended up pushing it down into a couple of paragraphs within another chapter because that's what made sense to do. So it's not that I've written an outline and I have to follow that exactly. It's I've written this outline and it's there to guide me in the process. Now, one last thing to consider is if you're writing, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction, is how many books are you planning on writing? Because if you're writing multiple books, if you're writing a series of books, then I would advocate that the more books you write, the more important the outlining process becomes. In terms of nonfiction books, I can kind of plan which content to include in what books. I can have a beginner book, an intermediate book, and an advanced book, and I can start thinking about how to split all that information out. And if I'm writing a fiction series, then we start getting into what's called the grand architect type of writer. And that's the subclass of architect writer that I am. George R. R. Martin is an amazing grand architect writer. And so one of the benefits of doing this is I have all of my books already planned out in the outline stages. I know who the characters are. I know the general ideas of what's going to happen. I have a sense of what occurs in each book. It's not written, but it's there. And if something were to happen to me tomorrow, I could give this information to another writer and they could pick up and continue where I left off, and the story would be basically kind of the same. I mean, they might do things a little differently, but the meat and bones of the story are already laid out. And the benefit of that is because I already know where things are going ahead of time, I can include things in the book to foreshadow events that might not even occur until one or two or four books down the road. I can plant the seeds of stuff that will develop in the background or develop kind of in the shadows and make small hints to it. And so by the time that the readers read whatever that event is, it's like a light bulb that goes off and they say, hey, all of a sudden this thing that was not very significant before has huge significance, and it makes a lot of sense because now I've seen this whole process lay out. When there's a revelation where it's been in front of them the whole time and they've never known about it. And that's a lot better than just having stuff kind of come out of nowhere just for the sake of the plot. So if you're planning a multi-book series, I would definitely recommend playing with some outlines. And I'll do a whole nother video on outlines in particular, a whole nother episode on outlines, just to talk about ways to set them up, ways to organize them, ways to structure them so that they're not cumbersome and they're easy to work with. So that's the information that I have for you this week on planning and outlining. So I hope that information is useful. Again, you can find me on Facebook at JJ Claiborne Author. You can email me at jjclaiborneauthor@gmail.com. And of course, you can leave comments underneath the video below. So next week, I'm going to do a software review of one of my favorite programs. And hopefully, whatever kind of book you're writing, that will allow you to structure and organize your book a little better. So until next time, thanks for watching. I hope this was enjoyable.